I struggled with mental illness in reference to being the hyper end of bipolar. What I've learned over the last couple of years is that you have to take care of yourself, and that can be consistently a daily thing, a weekly thing, or it can be an hour-to-hour thing.
Yeah, that's really a part of goal setting. You got a goal for your life that's maybe as heavy as, you know, getting out of an addiction. It could be maybe something dealing with, I'm just tired of using a credit card and burying myself financially. One of the stories you're going to hear a little bit later, perhaps today, is a lady that said, I got so tired of overdraft on my checkbook every month, I put it in my Bible. Like it's going to get healed there. I don't know. But with the reminder that this was her goal to deal with that. Whatever it is you're facing, without a goal, you're going to wander. Without a goal, you're going to probably at least procrastinate on the next thing. And life is short, and we want to have the kind of goals that matter. Dr. Randy here from Intentional Living. Welcome, Jennifer, Stephen, Gino, Facebook friends. Thank you for joining us again today as we talk about goals. And if you are listening on Facebook, love to have you post your thoughts. Share the program with others. Our podcast, of course, is available every day as a result of the show, and we hope that'll be a blessing. We got thousands of people who get subscribed to that, by the way. I seldom mention it. I should. But we have a podcast of the program that you can get with Intentional Living. Go to your favorite podcast spot and put in Intentional Living and share with others. Would you do that? There's a mission. There's something, maybe someone you know that's struggling in life and could benefit from a show like this. As I mentioned, the Apostle Paul is sort of the proof text on this thing of the importance of Christians having goals. And he says to us in Philippians chapter 3, he says, forgetting those things which are behind, I choose to press toward the goal that God has placed in my life to an upward call in Christ Jesus. And Paul says really four important things there. Future is more important than past. Direction over wandering. Purpose over pleasure, and God over self. And that's really what goal setting is all about. Do you have a goal? Tell us what it is on our storyline at 888-888-1717. All right, want to hear the rest of Jessica's call from Michigan on her journey and her fighting. Go right ahead.
I struggled with mental illness in reference to being the hyper end of bipolar. Mm-hmm. And what I've learned over the last couple of years is that you have to take care of yourself, and that can be consistently a daily thing, a weekly thing, or it can be an hour-to-hour thing. And having the right tools, you can accomplish your goals.
So getting the right kind of treatment, following through,
right,
being intentional,
right,
with all of the resources available to help you. Is that something you've done?
Yes. Mm. Even to the point that I haven't worked, and I'm in the process of interviewing and potential of long-term employment.
Well, good for you.
Because I have done what I've needed to get healthy and realize where those boundaries are at, of when to say no, of what I can and cannot do.
Well, good for you, Jessica. We'll be praying for you for increased success in your goals in your life, and that God will sustain you as you continue to trust Him every day. And I really do appreciate you calling today.
But the biggest thing is keep fighting and speak for yourself, because we know ourselves the best, and we have to keep fighting because it does get better.
Yeah. It's a daily decision. You know, when we set a goal, let's face it, any goal is only worth setting if it's going to take some effort to get there. I mean, to have a goal that I'm going to get out of bed in the morning. Some of us, if you really are physically disabled, that's maybe your goal. But for most of us, our goal should be to stretch beyond that. What am I going to do after I get out of bed today? What is it that God's going to place in my life? I wear this little wristband that says one thing on it. And it asks the question, what one thing will I do today that will bring glory to God, benefit to me by the end of the night, move me closer to some of the goals that I've set? If you set a goal, whatever it is, work on it every day for God's glory. Listen, if you're finding that your goal's not bringing you any satisfaction or pleasure, then you got to stop and ask yourself, how in the world did you get on this treadmill? Is this the right goal? Is this what God's really placed in your life? Or are you chasing after someone else's dream or goal that's been placed in your life? And knowing what God places in your life, knowing who you are in Christ, because whatever it is that you have as a purpose in life, and in terms of your goal, might be a little different than someone else's. knowing what that is and then pursuing it for God's glory. And that's what's really powerful. All right, let's go to the calls. Going to go to Susan. Susan in Arizona. Hi there. Welcome to the show today. How are you?
Hey. Hi, Randy. Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm doing good, thanks.
Go right ahead. How does this relate to you?
Yes, I was listening to your show, and I heard a man talking, and he really kind of tugged at my heart a little bit, and I was listening to his story, and he was talking about being that he had just attempted to unalive himself in March 27th,
yes,
of this year.
Mm-hmm.
And it just brought back a memory to me, because on March 27th of this year, that is the exact date. But in 2019, that I did the same exact thing. I was not a drug addict, but I was self-harming, and I did attempt to not be here anymore, just like he did, on the same exact date.
Uh-huh.
And but just 3 years prior to him. And so I just wanted to call the ministry today and say, God is really good, and I have been self-harm-free, no self-harm, since that date, March 27th of 2019.
Godless.
And so I'd like to give, because you said something, and it triggered me, and it said, you said, Randy, you said, hey, I know there's a Terry out there. March 27th, I know there's a Terry out there.
Mm.
And that's me. My name's Susan, but I'm a Terry. And I want to donate every month on behalf of this man. And I want him to know that I support him. And as a sister in Christ, I'm very proud of him. And it's a warrior status that it takes to stop, you know, to choose to stop hurting,
that's right,
yourself with God's help. And God is there for him, and that there is a future. And that's all. I just want him to know that. I don't know where Terry is, what state he lives in, or anything, but I'd like to donate on his behalf.
Well,
I'd like to pledge $30 a month every month.
Well, thank you, Susan. That is a real blessing, and I'll let you talk to Steve, and he can help you do that. It's simple to get online, and we'll put that to work. And Terry, if you're listening there in Michigan today, to know that Susan is saying, hey, I'm a Terry too. And March 27th, I don't know what your date is. It might not be March 27th. Maybe it's today. Maybe you're going to write down today as the day that God did something miraculous in your life. And you look back, because right now it might look really dark and really bleak and really overwhelming and really impossible. It may not be an addiction. It may not be self-harm. It could be a marriage. It could be finance. It could be areas of emotional challenge in your life, or relational challenge, or in your job. But you just really feel completely overwhelmed. And when we're at the bottom, God is faithful to reach out and help us out of the bottom. Now, that doesn't mean tomorrow you're going to be on the top of the hill. It's a journey. It's a daily journey. Most of us have gotten to where we are in life one step at a time, going down the hill or in the pit, and it's going to take step by step to make a change. But if you're feeling that today, we're talking about goals, right? Look up. It doesn't say that in the scripture. Look up, you know, where my strength comes in the mountains. There's a sense of upward looking. Throughout scripture, we see that vertical view. And so I encourage you today to look up and then find resources. I mean, we're here on the radio every day. We've got a lot of resources online, and we do our conferences and things. And of course, the radio station, the reason we're on the air 24 hours a day is to provide you the kind of hope. Listen to the right stuff. Fill your mind and your heart with the right stuff that's going to make the difference in your life. Okay, Susan, what a blessing. Thank you, not only for your support, but even more important, I think, is for knowing that there's a lot of Terrys out there and Susans out there today who needed to hear what you had to share. Thank you. 888-888-1717 is the number. 888-888-1717. Let me go to Ron. Hi there, Ron. How you doing?
Hi, Dr. Randy.
Appreciate your call. What about goals? What have you learned?
Dr. Randy, thanks for asking how I am. I forgot to ask how you are. I trust that you're well. God bless you and your radio program. I just wanted to mention how goals late in life can come upon a person, and God's laid on my heart to, at this stage in my life. I was born in 1959, I have the goal of establishing and building a renewal center for broken people, and quite a few years back, my roommate at the time, he wasn't even an agnostic, he was an atheist, and he just flat out didn't believe in God, Christ, or anything like it, of the Bible, and I had been mentioned to him, he knew my dream, he was an accomplished book publisher, man of academia, and I had mentioned that I was at one day in time I was kind of feeling kind of discouraged and didn't know if I was going to be able to see my goal, and telling him that I was 3/4 of the way of my life has been spent and I'm not a spring chicken anymore. And he remarks to me, well, what about your Moses? He was 3/4 of the way dead when he rescued his children from Egypt. And I believe word God talks to me in words of confirmation. And then the very next day I had talked to a police officer, just a coincidental conversation that I had with him, and while he was in his police vehicle, and I told him, please forgive me, I'm not good with names. What was your name again? As he got a radio call, and they had to depart, and he said to me, just remember Aaron, Moses' brother, Aaron. And it was just one more word of confirmation of God was telling me, yeah, well, you're on the right path.
And age doesn't make a difference. Listen, I had the opportunity to meet Colonel Sanders. He was a character. He started Kentucky Fried Chicken at 65. You know, that's the time you put down your chicken, not pick it up, right? My dad and my mom were in their 50s, mid-50s, when they took the call to say, let's start a place to help underprivileged kids. And my brother and his wife, Larry and Sherry, came alongside and founded the Youth Haven Ministries that we talk about in Michigan and Arizona. I went back to school at 33 to finish my degree and to go on to get a master's and a doctorate. I was like old by the time I finished. How old was I? I don't know. 40-something. It seemed like I was 40 or 42 or something. When I finished my doctorate. So listen, goals, age, you got what you got. You got 27,000 days plus or minus on the planet. And so if you're not pursuing a goal, use the time you have, whatever days you have, that you do them for God's glory. And like you said, Moses, we see, you know, how he took the goal that God placed in his life and pursued it for God's glory and the benefit, of course, of a whole people. We're talking about the power of setting goals. We'll have more on this in a moment. You're welcome to share your story at 888-888-1717. Hey, Ron, thanks for your call from Arizona. Appreciate it.
This is Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible by the generous support of our listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio, but it is intended to help you live an intentional life in Jesus Christ.
I need to lose, I think close to 100 pounds. I've lost a little over 100 pounds in the last year, but then I regained about 50.
I just want to, talk less in school and everywhere, and just respect everyone in my life.
I'm working on inviting more kids. I'm a bus captain at my church, and to get more kids to come to church on Sunday.
Well, it's just magically happened. Started, I guess, Saturday. I've been procrastinating about writing a book. I'm going to retire in about a year and a half. And so I decided I'm going to try to write.
I need to quit procrastinating. I'm very, very busy, and I have a lot of things, a lot of projects going on, and I tend to leave most things till the last minute. And then I have 12 things all to do at the last minute.
We call that good intentions. There's really the three things that we talk about in intentional living. One is obviously an intentional life, doing the next right thing, Not perfect. Perfect. Come on. We're not perfect. But then we have good intentions. I plan to do that. You know what your goal is, but you don't do it. You procrastinate. That creates frustration, regret, and you know, that mediocrity in life. But there's another group of you who are listening who struggle with the other thing, which is an unintentional life. You're busy. You got checklists. You're doing a lot of stuff. And you say, wow, look at all the things I've done. Maybe you're very successful. You might have a lot of money and houses and cars and all sorts of things. But when you go to bed at night, you kind of wonder, is this really all there is? Is this all there is? There's a song like that. Remember in the old days? Is this all there is? Right? And it might be a quiet kind of unsettled feeling. And you feel weary. That's an unintentional life. But when you marry the kind of goal that God places in your life that has purpose, what do we say? Future over past, direction over wandering, purpose over pleasure, and God over self, with daily action, which you already have as a strength, wow, incredible things can happen in your life, in your marriage, your family. It really can. All right, we got Marie on the line in Michigan. Hi, Marie, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, good. What part of Michigan are you calling from today?
I reside in Reed City, Michigan. I'm in between Cadillac and Big Rapids.
Listening to our 99.7 out of Midland.
You know it. And fantastic. I tell you what, last night my radio just would not let you guys come in. So I said, okay, well, I'll just lay down, listen to another music. And then try again. I laid there a few minutes. I said, no, this is working. I got to get my gospel channel back.
Well, that's good. Well, you get the radio in the right position. There it is. It comes in.
Yeah, I had to move it across the room to the dresser and then run an extra extension, extra antenna. And I got it propped up real high and it comes in nice.
Yeah, some of you guys remember, the young folks will remember the old days when we had black and white TV with the rabbit ears? And I can remember, yeah. I was a baby of the family. I can remember sometimes I'd stand there and I'd get it just right, and my brother said, okay, now just stay there. You know, I got, hello.
We used to do the same thing. We used to do that. I'm a 60 baby. I was born in 64, and I was raised up like that.
You know what it's like then. All right, goal setting. Yeah. What have you learned?
I learned one thing. You can't run from God. I'm here to tell you, when he's got his eyes fixed on you, he's going to get you. Mm-hmm. And I am 100%. I am just a traveler now in this world. I live strongly by Weary Traveler, the song. And last year, July, was when I completely surrendered to my Father God. Mm-hmm. And it, for a long time, I guess you could say I played with him. You know, as the verse he says, if you're either be hot or cold, yeah. If you're lukewarm, I'll spew you from my mouth.
Right.
I was the lukewarm one. I would go to church, play God, come out, leave it at the doorstep, go home, go back to my smoking cigarettes, go back to partying night, cussing and all that good stuff. And because of that, it triggered severe anxiety attacks, severe panic disorders. I checked out for lunch, as I call it, a couple times, to where I could see me doing what I'm doing, but I had no control over the issue. And they were feeding me pills. We'll try this. You know, it'll work. If it don't work, come back. I'll do this and I'll do that. And the anxiety and panic disorders got bad. They got really bad. It was like I was struggling one after another. But I was still bullheaded. You know, I was still doing what I thought I could do, you know, and I'd be all right. Well, last July, it's when it all came to a head. I was struggling with the anxiety, panic disorders. I guess you could say, and then the only thing I can word is, I tried to commit suicide without even realizing it.
Mm.
And that's when God intervened.
And how has your life been different since then?
Oh, brother, it is amazing. When I finally said, okay, Father God, I can't do this no more. I need help. Please, Father God.
Yeah.
Please. He praised God. He freed me from anxiety, panic disorders.
Wow.
I have been freed now 1 year. I don't take medication for it no more. I'm not on pills no more. He delivered me. He delivered me from cigarettes. I have been free now, praise God, for cigarettes for 2 years. And I was smoking since I was 13, and I don't tell a lot of people, but I'm now 59. And I was up to 3 packs of cigarettes a day.
Wow.
And he freed me from cigarettes. He freed me from panic and anxiety. I completely committed myself over to him. I took y'all's challenge. And when I took that challenge and decided not to listen to anything else but gospel music, I don't want to listen to any of the other music. To me, the other music just isn't right.
It changed your life.
I completely submitted. I stopped watching TV. The only thing I watch now is gospel shows, and where I listen to my music. You guys play 24/7 in my bedroom constantly. I even leave it on for my dog when I leave.
I hope he's got a better attitude too. Hey, listen, you just said something really profound, Marie. What does the Bible tell us? That we need to be renewed in the spirit of our minds. What we tell ourselves becomes who we are. And I know not every journey from panic attacks and anxiety and so on take that same path, because I know some of you are followers of Christ, you love Christ, and you still wrestle with this, and you need help. But God saw fit to touch Marie and to really heal her from that in her life, free her from it. But I will tell you this, without God in your life, without having the power of the Holy Spirit, it is a really uphill battle to deal with these things. And we're talking about setting goals. Her date was July. Terry, what was it, March 27th? I think we all should have a date down somewhere we circle and say, on that date, God did something miraculous in my life, and I moved in a new direction, set some new goals, new dream, new desire. Just like the Apostle Paul, the day he fell on that Damascus road, everything changed in his life. And of course, he talks about setting that goal for the upward call in Christ. That's what intentional living is all about. Wow. Thank you for that call. We got a break, don't we? Let's take it. We'll be right back. Now, we teach at Intentional Living about getting mad enough, right? We say get mad enough to change, get mad enough to honor Christ, get mad enough to say, I don't want to be this way anymore. And one of the problems that people have when they're emotionally weak is that they don't follow that little formula that we use, MAD, mindset of Christ, right? Because our emotions are driven by our mindset, what we tell ourselves. That's why the scripture tells us whatever is true and right and admirable and praiseworthy to think on such things. For the letter A, they don't have an attitude of confidence in Christ, because many people who are emotionally weak are not confident in who they are in Christ. They don't know who they are. So there's a sense of responding out of this emotionality. And then for the letter D, making the right decisions for life and establishing the right habits. Boy, you know, when you follow that little formula, it can be life-changing. It really can. And that's an excerpt, by the way, from the lesson this month. We call it our featured lesson. Once every month during the month, we have one featured lesson up on our donor site for our members. And this month, we're featuring this one on loving an emotionally weak person, someone you love, someone you care for, maybe a spouse, maybe a child, maybe a brother, sister, a parent, someone you love, but they're emotionally weak. How do you know they're emotionally weak? Because when you're around them, often you feel like you're walking on eggshells. You don't want to push the wrong button. And you know they're emotionally weak, but you love them. We give you some really specific, practical things you can do in the lesson this month. So members, watch for it. It's up there on our site for you all. You have access to it. There's a little code you put in. Members, you've already received that code if you're part of our monthly team. And if you say, well, I did, but I lost it, I don't know where it is, please, please, please let us know. Contact us. And we'll make sure you get access to it. And those of you joining us today to become a part of the monthly support family of Intentional Living, we want to bring you on the inside, as it were, and give you access to that as well, so you can learn these lessons that we have from month to month, experience them, and share them with others. And as we put up new lessons coming in the months ahead to encourage you on your journey. How do you do that? Give us a call during West Coast Business Hours, 888-888-1717, and press number 2. Or go to theintentionallife.com.
Well, my husband and I really are trying to get our financial house in order.
I put my checkbook in my Bible the other night, and of course I'm overdrawn again at the end of the month, and I made an intention to not be overdrawn ever again.
I want to commit to a walk with the Lord in business. I started off with that commitment years ago, but especially during this time where the economy is tanked, we have a tremendous impact.
Well, I've been enlisted in the Army for 2 years, and it's kind of been going nowhere, so I decided to go to college at Iowa State and get my degree and be an officer.
Hi, my name is Eduardo, and I just wanted to take a moment to share that my way of being intentional is about leaving a legacy of excellence in everything that I do. I look at having a good, healthy balance between my personal life, my spiritual life, my professional life, but anyone that I come across, I truly want to be able to be a blessing to them. Having an opportunity to recycle my past and some of the hardship that I've gone through to be able to give someone an advice or allowing God to use me so that he can speak to them and give them words of encouragement. I think it's a great feeling, and I certainly truly understand my purpose in life. And again, it's just allowing God to use me for his glory and finding that purpose and that priority and that passion for me has always been a foundation on how I go about not only sharing about my faith, but demonstrating about my faith. So, you know, I encourage all to find the priorities, the purpose, and the passion as has been shared in your station. And I truly resonate with that because when you do that, you go about life doing the things that not only you enjoy and you get gratification, but you also are doing the things that fulfill that purpose that God has in your life. So, it's just an amazing feeling. So anyway, I just wanted to share my intentional living, and thank you. God bless.
Amazing testimony. Thank you, Eduardo. There's a positivity that comes from finding our purpose. It changes our attitude, actually. You know, we were earlier talking about that mindset, and you heard that clip that says, you know, we have to change our mindset, our attitude, and decisions. And when we get to a place where we really connect with what our purpose is and what God is doing in our life, it's transformational. We're wrapping up the show today. I hope you've learned something and been encouraged. I want to remind you that part one of this show was last week on Tuesday, and we had some amazing calls that you heard reference to in the show. So I'd encourage you to go back and listen to that show. We've had a comment on both shows about depression and people feeling like they wanted to end their lives. And I just want to say to any of you who are feeling that way today, that there's a national hotline number available that you can call, which is 988. And I just wanted you to know about that. We've got to run. We'll be back again next time. We got some great things coming up on Intentional Living. I'm Dr. Randy. Thank you for joining us. Intentional Living is a ministry of Intentional Life Media.